From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is suggesting that if BP cannot stop its oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the federal government could take over. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that BP says it's not sure what else could be done that isn't already being considered.
BP executive Doug Suttle says he understands Salazar's frustration that oil is still gushing from the well, but he says BP has what it will take to end the crisis that's now in its second month.
Of the international oil and gas companies, we're the biggest deep water producer in the world. We probably have as much, if not more, capability than any other company in the world in this space. We brought in the experts from the other oil and gas companies and from the government.
BP is now preparing to pump heavy mud and cement into the broken blowout preventer to clog the system and stop the oil. Operations should begin Wednesday. If that doesn't work, crews could cut away pipe that's now bent, capture the oil in a containment device, and bring it to a surface ship. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The family members of victims at the mine that blew up last month said it had obvious safety problems before the blast. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports that some of the family members said that if workers complained, management threatened to fire them.
Dean Jones was a foreman who died in the accident. His mother-in-law, Alice Peters, told Congress members yesterday that Jones repeatedly complained there wasn't enough air flowing in parts of the mine to prevent explosions.
At least seven times, they told him if he shut down the productions because of ventilation problems, he would lose his job.
Congressman George Miller, a California Democrat, chaired the hearing. He didn't like what he heard.
It appears that in this case, there is just a constant sense of intimidation and retribution if miners spoke out.
The mine's owner, Massey Energy, insists it does not intimidate workers and has a hotline for anonymous complaints. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
The Senate has agreed to exempt auto dealers from the authority of a proposed new Consumer Protection Bureau. The vote is non-binding. The exclusion was added as an amendment to the House version of the House Financial Overhaul Bill. House and Senate leaders say they hope to wrap up talks on both versions of the financial legislation later next month. Existing home sales rose by 7.6% last month, helped along by the home buyer tax credit and low interest rates. Some of those contracts are still pending and should continue to boost sales figures over the next few months. But analysts expect sales to become stagnant once again because of persistent high unemployment and tight credit. Meanwhile, the housing inventory is expected to rise as banks put more foreclosed properties up for sale. Asian stock markets tumbled in early trading. Japan stocks are down nearly 2.5%. This is NPR News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has joined the United States in increasing pressure for Security Council action against North Korea. Ban says there is overwhelming and deeply troubling evidence that the North was responsible for the March 26th sinking of a South Korean warship. 46 sailors died in the blast. Britain's Duchess of York has apologized for what she calls a serious lapse in judgment after she was caught on camera, apparently offering to sell access to her ex-husband, Prince Andrew. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
According to footage on the website of one of Britain's top-selling tabloid papers, Sarah Ferguson appears to ask for $40,000 in cash and more than $700,000 by wire transfer from an undercover reporter posing as a businessman. In return, she says she could introduce the reporter to her ex-husband Prince Andrew, the second son of Queen Elizabeth, who's now a special trade envoy for Britain. Buckingham Palace categorically denied that Prince Andrew had any knowledge of the meeting. The Duchess, commonly known as Fergie, said she deeply regretted the sting and admitted her financial situation was under stress. She was married to Prince Andrew for 10 years, from 1986 to 1996. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Musician David Byrne is suing Florida Governor Charlie Crist for alleged illegal use of one of his songs. Byrne, formerly of the Talking Heads, is seeking $1 million in damages. The lawsuit says Crist used the song on his campaign website earlier this year in an ad targeting a Republican opponent. Crist has left the GOP, is now running as an independent. This is NPR News, Washington.